neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yeah, Kodesh, that they have to be very cautious to preserve themselves, to stay pure. So now, the way it states in the Torah, surprisingly enough, that the Ribono Shel Olam, it commands them in a third person, such as it says, the nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, indirectly. It doesn't say that kohen, don't become tameh. It doesn't say that. They call it lashon nistar, it's hidden. Or it says ish asher yehiye bo shever ra'ev. Let's say he has a blemish in his foot, or all these command, or it says ish shehu tsarua or zav. It's called beguf shelishi, third person, sevom shachs. So Hashem doesn't say directly, right? So here we see that the Torah Moshe is teaching us a very important lesson. And that is, many times you see somebody is doing something wrong. So now you feel, okay, I have to go and tell him what a terrible thing he's doing. But here we see even the Kohanim, they were so sensitive, risky. If Chas v'Shalom, they would go to the Beit HaMikdash, they're not tahor, it's a big punishment. But the Torah Moshe is teaching us, they have to be very careful that we should not offend people. Now, because when you go straight to them, then they feel bad, they feel terrible. So now, here we see that to direct people, not necessarily means that you have to tell them, fix yourself. So here, we learn that we have to make sure that to give the message, but in a way that one should not feel that it's being put down. Because when you tell people that they're doing something wrong, so that means they're not good. So when you feel you're not good, so that means people, they don't like me. And when you feel that people, they don't like you, you say, what's the use? Forget it. Especially that few people tell you, or more than few people tell you, then you know for sure nobody likes you. And there's no use to, so this applies friends, co-workers, especially in the family. Like we have a halakha, that let's say you want to rebuke a kid, right? You say, you know, sit up, don't make noise, eat nicely, don't make a mess. But Chas v'Shalom, he cannot tell it in front of his brother and sisters. Because when you tell him in front of brother and sister, then he becomes very embarrassed, right? But many times you don't pay attention because you say, oh, it's my kid, I have responsibility, I'm the father, I'm the mother. So then you don't think. Say, you know, so what? He's a kid, you know, he's 5, he's 4, he's 6, he's 7. But that's not how it works. Because that's why, without knowing, sometimes you see there's a disconnection. Why? Because when the brother feels that the father and the mother doesn't like him, and he was embarrassed in front of the sister and the brother, then he cuts off from them. Because if he's no good, you understand? It's a very, very delicate point. That many times, without even paying attention, you just go all the way, you know. And then the outcome is, Chas v'Shalom, is not very pleasant. And that's why sometimes what is called the kids, the people, they go to their room and they never come out. And as they grow, that's what happens. You know, it's 20, 25, 30, But, you know, he takes his plate, goes to his room, and that's it. It's like, it's a different world. And that happens to anyone. Why? Because when you feel you're not wanted, and people, they don't like you. Why? Because they keep telling you. From here, it's very interesting that we have many, many examples to tell the show before you start telling somebody that he needs to work on something that I think, maybe not, but I think, because everybody thinks he's Ahlami Dah. That means he's the Chacham. As he says, Kulam Chachamim, Kulam Nevonim. No, everybody thinks, you know, he knows. So now, here we see in the Torah many examples that before you come and rebuke somebody, you have to tell something good about him. Say, you know, I like your suit. It's a beautiful tie. You look so good today. You have to prepare him before you tell him something that maybe, you know, is against whatever that he is doing. Like, let's say, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, he was just about to go to Lavan's house. You see, he ran into shepherds, right? You remember the story?
Yeah.
So he noticed that they're just sitting around, right? So he's a newcomer, he just came to the city. So he told them, no, you know, it's only middle of the day, how come you're not working, right? How could you, you know, tell people such a thing? So there's a tip here. So there's, ahai! So they're my brothers! Brother, you don't know them. So here we see Yaakov Avinu Shalom before, tell them, you know, what they're doing wrong. Said, ahai. So what is teaching us? If people, they don't feel that you think of them as a brother, they're not going to listen to you. That, you know, he tells me, you know, he's bossing around, you know. How do you tell it in boss, they call it in, it's a term that they use in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, for somebody that keeps constantly telling them, you know, like a general, and people, they don't like it, like an inspector. Nobody likes inspector, Chas v'shalom, no, la'alun alechem. Who likes inspectors? But here, people sometimes they feel you act as an inspector. They don't like it. Nobody likes it, right? Because when you inspect people, so that means, you know, like, you know, when you go overseas and come back, they tell you all of a sudden, come, you know, when you're standing in the line, they check your suitcases, right? If you have garinim, this and that, you know, you don't like it, they want to just go. They don't like to be inspected. And that's what the whole beautiful message here is. He says, Lenefesh, what are you talking about? He says it's general form and the third person. Right? The Torah is teaching us, that's the whole key, that Chas v'shalom, don't make people feel little. You have to bring them up, give them value, give them hashivut, and then you can direct them. Especially at home. That's the most important thing, that you have to be very, very, very careful that you're not giving the feeling that everything, you know, is not good. There are some people, you know, they walk in the house, say, oh, how come you just here? Hey, you just came here. You say, yeah, how come you just here? How come you just that? How come there? What is what it smell like? Oh, wait. They say, let your sweat becomes dry. But people, that's how it is. Like sometimes you see the kids come from the school, right?
Come from the school.
They walk in, and the mother also says, "Where is your jacket?" Okay, you know, we have no bundle of jackets, you know, and things like that, because the kids, and then nobody picks it up. They forgot about it. But here, you know, before you say, "Oh, you know, shalom," and I give him a nice hug, you know, "Where is your jacket? Where is your backpack?" So the kids, they don't want to come home. Why? Because they don't see the warmth. And that's what exactly the beautiful message here is. Hashem is like, you know, don't ask for the jacket. Give a big hug, was that Hashem?
Koilani shomote, halel koheleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.